神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Is there someone in your life that your relationship at one time was very good, but now is broken?
在你的生命当中有没有这种经验，就是曾经跟某一个人很好，但是后来就两个人破裂了。
You've gone through many emotions and feelings about it.
那这样之后呢，你的情绪上，你的感觉是有经过一些感受的。
And there's feelings inside about that person that, well,You just wouldn't want to tell other people about.
那这种关系呢，你会觉得很深的感受，可是也不想告诉人家。
But maybe you might say to me, well, what does that matter?
那到底这个有什么关系呢？
There's several people that they used to be one way to be, but we've broken relationships.
或许你说呢，在我的人生当中有好几次有这样的好的关系，然后后来就两个人就不好了。
For a moment, I want you to look at the world itself.
现在我们先来看一看这个世界。
There is so much anger, bitterness, resentment, hurt everywhere we look until people actually have lost the joy of what life is all about.
看看这个世界上里面的人有太多的生气、恼恨、苦毒，以至于呢失去了人生的这种享受。
And you see, our lives are made up of relationships.
你要知道人生里面是人跟人的关系的这种建立。
Oh, there may be those who have discarded all relationships and live alone and want nothing to do with anyone else.
那或许有人呢，因为有一些伤害呢，就不想再跟人有什么关系了。
But you see, the breaking of all of these relationships was actually the center of their life.
其实他所丢掉的这些人跟人的关系，原来对他本来是很重要，是他的一个中心的。
So actually, relationships as we see them as a good part of our life's activities.
在我们的人生里面，人跟人的关系是一个占一个很重要、很大的一个分量的。
Now getting back to you again, you might say, well, what does it matter if I don't like this one person and we've broken our relationship?
再回到刚才的问题，如果我跟人家感情破裂了，或者是我不要这种关系，难道有什么关系吗？有什么重要呢？
As I said before, it's going to do something to you inside.
那我跟你讲过，对你的里面是会产生一些变化的。
And you're not an island. You don't live to yourself. You're an example to others around you.
你不是在孤岛里面独存的，你是一个跟人之间的一种依存关系的。
And as your children see how you act and react to those that you have broken fellowship and friendship with, it becomes a pattern to their life.
对你的儿女来说，他们看到自己的父母亲跟别人的关系是这样破裂的话，那么会成为他们以后的这种人生的模式。
I want to go a little further into this thought of reconciliation.
我要再深入的跟你谈这种和好这个主题。
I want to tell you a little story.
我要告诉你一个故事。
There was a man who had 12 sons.
曾经有一个人，他有十二个儿子。
And the one that was next to the last, the father just dearly loved him.
其中呢，这第十一个儿子呢，是父亲的最爱、最宠的。
Now, it really wasn't fair of the father to show how much he loved that son like he did.
一个父亲对某一个儿子偏爱，这样子对别人实在是不是很公平的。
And at times, this son, seemed to be a person who felt that someday he was going to be a great man because he had these great dreams about himself.
那这个第十一个儿子呢，因为有一天做了一些梦呢，使他呢，认为说自己要成为一个很伟大的人。
Now, the 10 older brothers began to dislike him very much.
他以上的十个哥哥开始很讨厌这个弟弟。
And one day, the father sent this son out to the fields where these men were working.
有一次爸爸就派这个第十一个儿子呢出去看看他们哥哥在外面工作的情形。
They saw him coming and the hate rose up in their heart.
当这十个哥哥看着这个弟弟来的时候呢心里面就是生起恨意。
And then they looked and he had this beautiful coat on.
又看着他穿着一个很漂亮的外袍。
Jealousy rose up in their heart.
他们的心里面生起了嫉妒之意。
And before he got to them, they began to talk and say, let's kill him.
在他还没有走靠近他们的时候就彼此商量说我们来把他杀掉。
Now, this relationship was not being broke now. It had been broke before this.
这些哥哥跟这个弟弟的关系呢早在以前就已经破裂了。
It had been broken when his father showed such partiality to the son.
这种破裂呢是自从爸爸开始对这个弟弟有那种偏爱的时候产生的。
When they felt the son was so proud and thought someday he would rule over them.
特别是他们觉得说这个弟弟很骄傲地表达他可以好像是一个在上面管理他们的人。
Actually, it would seem like he would go out and visit to see what they're doing, then come back and tell the father.
然后这个弟弟呢总是出来看看哥哥做什么然后回去呢跟爸爸报告有时候是告状。
So you see, this relationship of brother to brother was being broken little by little.
所以这个例子里面十个哥哥跟这个弟弟的关系已经慢慢的渐渐的在破裂了。
Now it came to a time when it was going to be completely severed. They were going to kill him.
那到这个地步到这个关节眼呢他们呢就是要已经决定说完全的就断绝破裂要把他杀掉。
Now the oldest son did not agree with this.
但是这个老大不同意。
And he became what we call a mediator.
那他就成为这一个中间者。
That's one who stands in between a problem and broken relationships, trying to mend them.
中间者呢，常常是在两边破裂关系的这个中立的人。
He said, come, let us put him down in this dry well, and then later on we'll decide what to do.
他就说，先这样吧，先把它放到这个干掉的这个井里头去，我们再来商量该怎么办。
Now, this brother had in his mind that later on, late at night, he would come back and take this son out.
这个老大是心里想说呢，等到他们都回去了，他会偷偷的来把他的弟弟放出去。
But while he was gone, a caravan of traders was passing their camp.
但是没有想到这个老大走开的时候呢，刚好有一队商队，就是商人的队伍呢，从那里经过。
And they sold him as a slave.
所以这下面的弟弟们就把他的这个小弟弟卖掉了，卖成为别人的奴隶。
Took his coat, tore it up, put blood on it, and said a wild animal had killed him.
把他的弟弟的那个很漂亮的彩衣那个外袍脱下来，把那个动物的血涂在上面，假装他是被动物杀死的。
Now this younger brother was being taken into Egypt as a slave.
这个第十一个这个弟弟呢他就被带到埃及去要当奴隶了。
Now we're coming to another aspect. What is happening to this younger brother?
那现在我们来看一看对这个被卖掉的这个弟弟的心里没有产生什么变化。
Could it be that revenge has got in his heart?
里面是不是有报复的心呢
?Resentment?
是不是有恼恨呢
?Bitterness?
是不是有苦毒呢
?Anger?
生气。
Well, we really don't know.
我们实在是不晓得。
For he was put into a home of a very wealthy man.
他是被带到一个很有钱的这个富家的人家中去。
And before long, he had risen to be the chief slave or servant in that man's house.
在那里服侍不久之后呢，马上他就被升为这个主人家里面的管家。
So the one thing that we do see here is that it did not affect him in his seemingly in his emotion and his way he dealt with people.
So 我们可以从这里看到事实上他的哥哥对他所做的事情呢好像没有影响到他或伤害到他以至于他跟别人的关系有一些变化。
This young man's master had a beautiful wife.
这个被卖的年轻人的主人呢他有一个很漂亮的太太。
And this younger son must have been a very handsome young man.
这个年轻人应该是一个很英俊的一个男人。
Now this woman started to make advances toward him.
所以呢，这个主人的太太就开始来引诱他。
And this younger son just wouldn't pay any attention to her.
而这个年轻的小儿子呢，他对于主人的太太一点都不在意他。
She got very angry, grabbed his cloak and began to yell and scream, saying that he was trying to rape her.
以至于呢，引起这个主人的太太的这种生气，他就故意的去抓这个年轻人的衣服，然后很大声的叫，跟人家说呢，是这个年轻人要来戏弄他。
It wasn't true at all.
那事实上这个不是真的。
But his master believed it.
当然主人就相信他的太太。
And sent him to prison.
就把他送到监狱去了。
Now if you were this younger brother,How would you feel about this?
如果你是这个小儿子的话，那你会怎么样的一个感受？
Would you think once again I've been betrayed?
又再次被出卖了。
If it hadn't been for my brothers, I wouldn't be here.
如果不是因为我的哥哥们呢，我才不会这么的落魄。
These are some of the things that could have gone through his mind.
那这些呢，可以在他的脑筋里面一直萦绕。
But they tell us as he was in the prison, he was so outstanding that they put him up next to the warden.
那这个事情里面的记载告诉我们说他到了这个监狱里面之后呢，他还是一样非常的认真做事，而且呢很有名，一直到啊别人把他放在一个管理的位置。
He was a trusted prisoner.
他是一个被信任的一个囚犯。
There he was able to interpret dreams for the king's butler and the king's baker.
在这个监狱里面呢，这个年轻的儿子有机会能够向两个在王面前执政的，一个是管理酒方面的，一个是管理他的膳食方面的，被关在里面的两个官来解梦。
But he wanted the butler then to speak to the king about his innocency.
他就跟其中的一个跟他说呢，你出去之后好不好，可以帮我跟国王来讲情。
Because the butler was released.
因为呢，其中的一个呢就被释放了。
But the butler didn't remember him until the king had a very bad dream.
这个国王的这个膳长，他一出去之后就忘记了这个事情。
No one could interpret it.
那结果碰到国王做了一个梦是没有人可以解的。
They called for the young man to interpret the dream.
他们就想到这个年轻人，所以从监狱里面把这个年轻人叫出来帮国王解梦。
And as God helped him, he did.
那神帮助这个年轻人，他真的帮国王解了梦。
The dream was that they were going to have 7 wonderful years of harvest.
这个国王的梦是这样子的，就是七年呢，会有很丰收的七年。
And after that, they were going to have 7 terrible years of famine.
可是接着那丰收的七年之后，会有七年呢是啊没有办法收成，也就是会有饥荒。
Now the king was so impressed that he took this younger man and made him second only to himself.
国王看到这个年轻人啊这样子解梦，很高兴，就让他成为他的宰相，也就是他国王之下万人之上的宰相。
And he was to take care of all of the food and try to bring in all he can the 7 years it was good. And then he had control over it for the 7 years of the famine.
那么他就想了办法，就是把这七年丰收的东西呢，好好的存起来，好准备在七年饥荒之间呢，可以来用。
The years of the famine came.
饥荒的年终于到了。
And all around Egypt, there was great horror of starvation.
所以在埃及的四周到处都是饥荒。
Now the 10 brothers and the youngest one, which makes 11, they lived in a country just outside of Egypt.
那他自己的那十个哥哥还有一个小弟弟呢，他们住在埃及的旁边附近的啊一个地方。
Now they needed food badly.
他们也是需要食物。
So they took money and they went and they wanted to buy some food.In Egypt.
他们就拿着钱到埃及地要来买粮食。
They had to come to this younger man to ask if they could have food.
那他们需要到这个宰相，也就是年轻人的面前来跟他买食物。
And he recognized them.
这个时候，这个年轻人就看见，就认得他的哥哥们。
These were the brothers that had done him so much harm.
是那些曾经伤害他的哥哥们。
Now he tested them several times.
好几次他就来考验他们。
But finally in the end, he broke down and cried.
到后来他忍不住了就哭了。
He said, I am your younger brother.
他就跟他们承认说他是他的弟弟。
They were amazed and frightened.
这个时候哥哥们都很害怕。
But he did not have them killed.
但是呢这个弟弟呢并没有杀掉他的哥哥们。
He did not have them tortured.
他也没有去处罚他们。
In fact, he said, you meant it for bad toward me, but God made it good.
他就这样说，他说呢，你们的意思是要害我，可是神却让他成为好的意义。
Why wasn't that young man ready to kill them immediately?
为什么这个年轻人没有在那个时候马上立刻来对他的哥哥们报复呢？
Certainly most people would think he had enough reason to let his vengeance out on them.
大部分的人会这样想说，这个时候应该是他报复的最好的时刻。
But he didn't.
但是他没有。
You see, it was a heart problem.
那这是一个新的问题。
The heart problem is when you allow these things that happen to you, like broken relationships, to go deeply inside of you with bitterness, hate, and resentment.
如果你容许这种关系破裂的事情深入到你的心里面而产生恼恨或者是生气或者是苦毒的话，那你就会有问题。
But this young man didn't do that.
但是这个年轻人呢，却没有这些问题。
He took this terrible conflict and he took it as an opportunity for growing.
那他把这个这样的一个关系的破裂呢，看为一个机会，让他可以成长。
He didn't show his bitterness when he was a servant to that his master or when he was even in prison. That was not his character. He was growing through the opportunity.
我们可以看到他在那个主人的家当管家或在这种监牢当囚犯的时候呢，都没有看到他有这种苦读。所以呢，我们看到他把这两个时间呢，都当作是他的机会。
Instead of filled with resentment and hatred and acting very mean toward people, to his master, he learned many things and was able to take care of his master's household.
他不但心里面没有这些苦毒或恼恨，而呢，在那段时间呢，从主人那边学到很多管理的一些方法。
In prison, he learned how to deal with many different kinds of men.
在监狱里面呢，他也懂得怎么样跟很多种人相处。
So instead of allowing this thing to ruin his heart and bring such terrible accusations and revenge, he used this to grow.
所以他不但没有让心里面积存这些恼恨报复的心意，而让自己借着这些机会可以成长。
Maybe through the years, as this young man thought, he discovered that he was partly at fault.
或许几年来他在自己想一想也想到说自己呢有一部分的错误。
He remembered his pride.
他曾经很自负。
Maybe he carried himself above his brothers.
然后他可能呢以一副那种他比哥哥们呢还要优秀的态度来表达。
He realized that his weakness had been exposed.
而且他有一些自己的软弱有一些短处也自己发现了。
And when he saw his brothers, instead of these terrible feelings which he had never allowed to take hold of him, he said to them, you meant this for bad, but God meant it for good.
以至于在他看到他的哥哥们的时候呢，他里面一点都没有那些报复或苦读的心，反而劝他们说呢，你们的意思原来是不好的，可是在神的心意却是好的。
And he was willing to risk bringing this relationship and being reconciled to these brothers.
意思是他愿意在这个时候跟他的哥哥们呢再次的和好。
You know, after all, now he really had power.
在这个时候他是大有权势的。
He was really in position.
他也有地位。
Why doesn't he just throw these brothers aside, even if he doesn't kill them, but just plain ignore them and have nothing to do with them?
他大可以把他的哥哥们就这样子不理他们割开，因为呢他不需要去帮他们。
Instead, something stirred in his heart. These were his brothers.
但是心里面却有那种感情让他知道说这是我的哥哥们。
A flicker of love, no doubt, filled him.
当然里面是有爱的。
He was willing to be reconciled, forgive, and come back as brothers.
他愿意原谅他们，而且跟他们和好，再次成为他们的弟弟。
Now, we have seen the life of just one young man who had to go through the horrible breaking of relationships.
我们刚才所听的、所讲的就是一个年轻人，他必须要经过这种破裂关系，到后来这样的结果。
But now let me speak to you.
那我要对你来讲。
Do you have some broken relationships in your heart?
你过去是不是在心里面有一些破裂的关系？
Maybe it's with your father.
或许跟你的父亲。
You don't talk to each other anymore.
你们不再彼此有谈话了。
Maybe it's your mother.
或许是你的母亲。
You never go. You have nothing to do with them.
现在你也不理他了。
Maybe it's a mother-in-law.
或许是你的岳父母，或者是你的公公婆婆。
And within your family, between you and your husband, there are feelings because of how you have broken the relationship with your mother-in-law.
有时候是跟公婆的关系呢，以至于跟自己的先生的产生一些不好的感受。
Many times it's a brother or sister, or maybe even a child.
有时候兄弟姐妹。
Many times it's friends.
有时候孩子也会，或者是朋友也会。
Uncles and aunts and neighbors.
那这些叔叔阿姨还是邻居都有这种破裂关系的机会。
Sometimes between husbands and wives.
夫妻之间也是。
Now, what are these broken relationships, if you have any, what are they doing to you?
当你有这种破裂关系的时候呢，到底对你的影响怎么样呢？
Have they hardened your heart?
是他们让你的心刚硬了呢？
You know, there is sort of a downward steps to hardening our heart.
因为这是从外面然后到里面去的有一种往下面压抑的以至于让你的心刚硬。
We didn't have that hard heart at one time.
以前不是这样的。
The relationship was good.
本来两个人很好的。
Then there came some sort of a confrontation, some sort of an argument.
有一些冲突或者是争执。
Sometimes you even deny afterwards that there is a conflict, but deep in your heart, you have a bitter feeling about the conflict.
或许你表面上说呢，没事，没有什么事情，但是呢，里面却是冲突的这种因素在里面。
Maybe your husband says, you feel this way about my mother, and you say, oh no, not me, I don't.
或许你的先生跟你说呢，你对我妈妈有这种看法，然后你就否认。
But the fact is that you dwell on that personal injustice that you feel that they've done to you.
但是心深处呢，虽然你否认了，心深处却有一种好像不公平，对你有委屈的这样的感受在里面。
And you think that what you think are the true facts.
然后你想你所想的是事实。
You really don't care about the other person's feelings.
你也不管对方的感受是什么。
When you discuss the problem, it's with defiance. You let them know you have been hurt.
那当你在谈到这种关系的时候呢，你就会表达出来说你是被伤害的一方。
Something says that if you would just apologize, and it'll all be over.
那有时候人家就跟你说呢，你只要道歉一下就好了嘛，就会过去了。
You close your ears to that.
你就是不听。
When somebody tries to give you a solution, you'll say that won't work at all.
有的人想给你一些建议，让你可以解决，你根本都不听。
Then you get to the place where you feel like, well, I don't care anything about them anyhow.
到一个地步呢，你就说呢，反正我不在意的。
You're detached emotionally. When you're around them, you don't speak. If you see them, you may cross the street.
等到一个地步呢，你在看到对方的时候呢，你就避开，然后你也不再跟他说话了。
And inside, you determine that you're not going to get hurt again.
因为里面有一个这种决定，就说呢，我不会再受你的伤害了。
And then revenge.In your heart.
心里面开始升起那种报复的心意。
Sometimes you want to get back at them.
你很想去报复。
Maybe by touching someone they love.
有时候呢，去从他所爱的对象去报复。
But you're going to see that you get your revenge.
然后你就很想看到你能够报复。
So you begin to damage their reputation, talk about them, lie about them.
所以你就开始要来破坏他的声誉，有时候会在背后讲他，或者是讲一些不实在的话来破坏他。
And then you'll say, well, I didn't do anything. I'm not responsible for that person.
然后你就说的不是我的事情，我又没有做什么。
They never meant anything to me.
他对我来讲根本不重要。
So the heart has been hardened toward that reconciliation to that person.
所以你的心里面的那种两个在和好的这种心意呢，越来越刚硬。
But we cannot live that way.
不能这样活下去的。
First, because God said so.
首先为什么呢？因为神这样告诉我们不可以。
He said if we cannot forgive others, He cannot forgive us.
因为他告诉我们，如果你不能饶恕别人的话，你天上的父亲也不能饶恕你。
You may think it doesn't matter, but to God, it matters eternally.
或许对你说呢，我不在意，但是呢，对神来讲，在永恒里面他是在意的。
He made us to love.
他造我们是要我们能够相爱。
He made us to care for one another.
他造我们是要让我们能够彼此相顾。
So when we don't, we hurt the heart of God.
当我们不这样做的时候，我们伤害了神的心。
Second, it's what it does to us inside.
再来的话，对你的里面也有一些影响。
It makes us bitter.
会让你有苦毒。
And that goes into all of our life.
这样的话，你的人生就这样过下去了。
And it actually hurts others.
而且从你自己会伤害到别人。
How can you reconcile to someone?
你怎么样跟人家和好呢?
Begin to look at yourself first.
好好的先省察自己。
And just as that young man, see your part in this.
然后看看自己是不是也有一些问题。
Then it's very good to get a mediator, someone that can go with you and can help you.
然后找一个人可以跟你一起来处理的。
Confront the problem and own to your own weakness and failures.
面对对方，而且要承认自己的一些软弱。
Listen as they speak. Don't interrupt, or you may begin another argument.
当对方讲话的时候呢，你就安静的听，不然的话，你们又引起另外一种冲突或争执。
Apologize.
跟对方来道歉。
Tell them how you have felt about it.
然后也让他知道你的感受是什么。
And that you want to put it behind you.
而且呢，你告诉他呢，你愿意就是让他可以过去。
See if they will accept this.
是不是对方可以接受这些。
Talk the problem out.
把这个问题都谈出来。
And if you have to give in, give in some areas.
如果有一些你需要妥协的，你也要做一些让步。
And then take an unconditional acceptance of what is happening.
接下来又没有条件的包容的来接纳。
You say, will I be immediately mended our broken relationship?
或许你问说呢，这样的话我们的关系就可以和好吗？
It will depend on the other person.
那也要看对方怎么样。
But you see, when you have done your part,
但是你已经做了你的部分。
You have cleared your heart.
你的心里面都很清楚，都没有问题了。
You must leave the rest to the other person.
就把其他的让对方来决定了。
And then when you go away, don't begin to harbor resentments again.
当你离开的时候，不管结果怎么样，不要再有另外一种恼恨。
Don't begin to say, you see, it's their fault.
不要又带着一个好像是对方的错误的这种心。
Try to let it drop.
就让他们过去吧。
Ask God to help you.
求神帮助你。
Help you to get that poison out of your heart.
好，这样可以帮助你，让你心里面这些好像毒气一样的这些乌烟瘴气呢，可以让它能够清除。
And then try to your best to be the kind of person that is kind and loving and caring.
尽力的，尽量的成为一个很恩慈、愿意关心的人。
It's not easy.
不容易。
But it can be done.
但是是可以做到的。
And you need to do it.
你需要做。
You need to bring harmony back to your family.
一定要再次回到你的这个家庭的和谐关系里面。
There have been those who have died, of your family and loved ones that you have harbored these broken relationships and your heart is hurt greatly.
如果你跟那个对方呢有这种破裂关系，而对方过世了不在的话，那你这种心里面的伤害是更大的。
Straighten it out soon.
好好的把它弄清楚。
And God will help you and bless you.
如果你这样做，神会帮助你，而且赐福给你的。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。